Well, welcome back. Hello. That was a quickie.
Yeah, it was.
I know. I was waiting for a little bit more there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back. Yeah, Grit and Grace with Jennifer and Meredith. And man, we have had some fun. I know we've been sharing about procrastination, but I just love getting to gab with this lady. And luckily, we've got more time to do it next week too.
Yes.
Let our listeners know what's up. What's happening next week, Mama?
Next week, catch Grit and Grace with Jennifer and Meredith from 8 to 10
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know. I'm like, ooh, she's going off the scales there. I love it. Yes. In fact, 8 to 9 has been our regimen, but because of the great response and really just everybody saying, we want more of it.
Yes.
We want more. That we are like, you know what? We're going to give you what you need, especially because, you know, apparently we don't have enough going on in our lives that we are like, why not? We're going to make some more time.
That's
So,
right.
and we love doing this. We love connecting with a lot of our listeners and those in the community. So we are so excited to be doing that. And that being said, bringing it back to today, we are so stoked because we've been able to share about everything going on with us. But today we're spotlighting a wonderful guest that we have in the studio. Her name, Miss Tiffany. Thank you so much for joining us, Tiffany. She's Tiffany. Now I'm going to make sure I say it right. Mauricio.
Mauricio.
Mauricio. Dang it. But she's a wonderful young lady that actually has her own business, Planners for Kids. And when I heard about this organization, I was on it because I love the idea of planning. And then I go on her website and I was so impressed because there's all this great stuff. But Tiffany, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining
Thank you
us.
so much for having me.
Yay. It's going to be so great because, I mean, I love, you know, getting everybody in shape as far as the planning goes. So that being said, why don't you tell our listeners really how your business came to fruition? How did it all happen and where did it begin?
Okay, so my oldest daughter
Yeah.
is not a planner.
Oh.
Bless her heart, as we say in Texas. And I just couldn't understand that because I like to plan. So I looked online for ways to get her organized and planners, and I just could not find anything that would speak to her, that she would connect with. There were all these adult planners, but they were too complicated. So I just made my own for her. And then I heard response from other parents. They just were having the same troubles I was. So I let them see the planner, and it just took off from there. They started wanting them too for their kids.
So you made her own personal one, which I
I
mean,
did.
that's how I think all mothers can relate to that. You're like, if you don't like what, you know, is being brought for your kid or anything that's available, you will make a custom something. And it's just remarkable to think that, you know, something could be born from that, you know? So it started probably like the week planner, or how did it all begin with her? You just
Oh.
are, was she just telling you like some of it was boring, didn't make sense, some of the stuff didn't
Right.
make any
Right.
sense to her?
And then, well, as when she was, I guess 5, it was always, what's today? What are we doing today? Are we doing gymnastics today? And so I tried to get like a code, like if there's a G on this day, that's a gymnastics day. This is before she can really read.
Okay.
So I worked up from there, and the first one I made, I tried to make it engaging, and so I put her picture on it and some jokes in it, something to keep her connected to it. And I do not recommend this, but I did it in Word, and that was that's not what you would want to
Oh,
do with tables and such. So,
sure.
but she ended up using it, and you know, another daughter too, and my middle child is a planner. And so you can see that some of it is personality, but I also think some of it is just seeing it on a day-to-day basis and then maybe getting used to it.
Yeah.
So if she sees me do it, maybe one day.
Right. Well, and I think that, I mean, certainly we all kind of turn into our parents in that respect, but you want to get those good habits. And that's what I was so excited about to see that somebody would, you know, take those ideas of, you know, we all are told got to get in the good habits, think about it from their mindset. Right. So, and I love how you were saying, you know, like, put the G on it and put them on the kind of that pattern, help them get an
Yes.
understanding. And really at that young age, because it really is hard. They can't read really well. They're still learning to write. They don't always understand. So it's some of those kind of quick ways to connect with them and for them to find the fun stuff. And I love that, you know, the joke ideas and stuff, because I've
Yes.
tried to do that, you know, with my son earlier in the years, you know, in his lunch bag and stuff like that, to put jokes in every day. And now that he's 12, it doesn't fly as well. But and plus,
time is a difficult concept for them to understand.
Yeah.
And there's all different types of time. There's, you know, consequences to an immediate action. There's long-term planning. There's what's happening this week, what's happening in school. You know, I feel like they need to learn, and we need to learn as adults, all the different ways to plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it can get overwhelming, especially right. for depending on their, you know, more or less how they process the age group, how they process things, right? But then also just in general, you know, to kind of prepare them for being grown. And I know people are like, well, you got to not have them in as many activities. But we all know that having them activities means they won't be twiddling their thumbs and maybe getting into trouble. So there's, you know, that balance where you're like, I want them in there. Plus, you know, this gives them a chance to experiment and stuff. So it really helps with, so it's not just for school stuff. It's for, you know, outside of school, correct?
Correct.
And I love how, because tell me there's some ideas that are, you know, it's not just for kids, is it? Because I see some of this stuff on there and it's so cool. I mean, I know that you can personalize it with names. And what other ways do you personalize them? I know you on your website, by the way, planners4andkids.com. You can go on there right now, find out her cool products and just the way that you can get it. I mean, today you can purchase them and get them shipped to you. I mean, you know, you won't get them in your hands today, but you can buy them today to get them next week. Yeah. So
you can personalize the cover with a name or a picture, and there's different patterns that you can pick from, or send me something. It can be their artwork, just whatever the child is going to connect to. And I recommend that they pick out their cover, and that brings the connection in, makes them more engaged because they picked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to say that even a three-year-old can plan, because I have a three-year-old, and not really planning, but if you just tell her, she might ask, when are we going to the park? Well, after nap. You have to bring it to where they are in their life. So she understands that nap is going to happen after lunch, and after that, we're going to the park.
So that's the beginning.
Well,
and real quick, so if you don't mind pulling your mic up, I didn't set it right for you, darling, if you'll just pull it up there so I can make sure. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I'm like, you're doing great. It was me, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I love that. Sorry, Jen, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. So I just wanted to know what age groups are these planners best for?
Okay. So I have a kid planner that has the jokes and such, and that one is for, I have a customer who had a pre-reader, and she just drew pictures. Like, they went through this together, and there's a question on the first page. It's an All About Me page. And so her daughter drew pictures as she read off each question and would draw in on the days. So I would say kindergarten for that, when they're just learning how to read and understand. And then I also have I'm learning as I go. I have a 10-year-old, and she requested the kid planner too, which kind of surprised me. I thought about then she would want more of a tween planner. But so she liked that one, and I have an 11-year-old customer who also wanted the kid planner. Now I have a tween version that isn't so cutesy. You know, we're getting more into the almost real planner, but it's still very simple. And so that one is going to be, I'm guessing, about 12 and up.
See, I love that. And I love the patterns. And I was saying, just because personally I loved everything that it was offering, that I'd love to have one for, I mean, you know, adult friendly. Obviously, it was not as complicated, but just because they're just so great. And I mean, I've seen you've got stickers now and everything. So what are some of the recommendations? Because I'm sure through this whole journey, you know, what are some of your recommendations for parents that are not sure? I mean, how can you identify maybe that you need a planner? You know, you've seen maybe some frustration from your kids and they don't understand necessarily. Is that really how you've discovered people come to you and say, you know,
So I would say for planning, I would do it the same time every day. So you're establishing a routine. Of course, I love routines.
Yeah.
And I would put a planner, or if you're going to just discuss planning and you don't want to get a paper planner, at the same time every day, and that's going to depend on the kid. I have a morning child, which I'm not a morning person, but that's okay. We're all different. So if you have a physical planner, put it in the same place. So I had my 7-year-old liked it at the breakfast table. And the 10-year-old was more of a night owl, and so that goes on her desk, and so she looks at it at night.
See, and I love that because it's something, again, we always need to remember. And it's some people say it, but you're right, kind of taking those extra steps, making it personal to them. Yes. And yeah, I'm always amazed because mine is an early riser too. So you're right. It's odd. It's foreign to me to think about, you know, having that mindset so early in the morning. But when you've got children that have that, you know, have that capability, you want to foster it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's more my 7-year-old.
See, that's so great. Yeah, and Tiffany and I, we're not only are we all planners, we're all coffee lovers, so I can definitely relate to can definitely relate. I'm the only one with one child. Y'all are the multiple parents here. God bless you all, and more coffee for everybody. But that being said, so on the planner aspect, you've got one for pre-readers is how you qualify it, right? Yes. Then you've got one for the, and you were calling them just the kid age, or... I want to make sure I got that right. And then the tweens, correct?
Yes.
So on, as far as the other items, I know I've seen stickers. What other ways can you encourage or recommend parents to really help make it their own? I mean, I love that, you know, About Me page. What are other ways they've had success with that?
I think the key thing is to make it fun.
Yeah.
And so specifically in my planner, it's going to be, I looked up these national crazy holidays. So there's, you know, National Rubber Ducky Day and all these fun things that the kids can look forward to during the week and then maybe celebrate in their own way. And I think that's going to encourage them. Also, the stickers are kid specific, you know, and you can get any fun little sticker. Just some ways to get them looking forward to it. And then there's a monthly joke. And then there's also, I put a document holder in there. So if they want to keep birthday party invitations. It's all in one place.
Oh,
and
I
keep their
that.
Pens right there. You just want to make it as easy as possible and as fun as possible.
I love that. And, you know, mm-hmm. we may have to get one for the show because I love those wild national holidays.
I know.
It'd be a way
They're
for
They're so fun.
They are, and something different, too. And I think that's the cool factor, you know, amongst all of it. You know, of course, as a planner, we're all like, yay, other planners. Yes. But also making it fun for them, it makes yes. it kind of cool. And then for really like the jokes and everything, that's what another thing I love is that it's family friendly. So you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to, you know, go in and kind of vet or look through things if it's going to be random or if they're not going to get it or anything, because right. this is customized for that age group, right?
Yes. And another thing I did that I think helps them is when you look at the month view, you're going to start your weeks on Monday. And I think that's how kids think. It's difficult mm-hmm. for them to start their week on a Sunday. And what that does is it allows the weekend to be viewed together, a Saturday and Sunday. And I label it as a weekend because that's how they think.
Yeah.
When I look at a calendar, I don't like seeing Sunday first. Because that's not how I look at a week.
Sure. And, you know, that's something that is one of those odd things that you don't think of until you have to print out a calendar, you know, whenever you're doing something. Because the Sunday, Monday thing, you know, you're just so accustomed to predominantly a lot of the calendars start on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it throws you off one way or the other when you change it up, you know. So that is so cool that you take that into account because you're right. I never thought of that they will, you know. And most,
that's their week block.
Yeah.
Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. And then the weekend block is Saturday, Sunday.
I think that's so great. See, and that's stuff that I didn't even think about just because I, you know, of course, now that I'm grown, but also didn't think about, you know, taking the time to think of it from their perspective. I love that. Absolutely love it. So real quick, I want to make sure the listeners know how to connect with you. So you've got the website, right?
Correct.
Planners number 4, meaning planners and then the digit 4, kids. plural.com. Can they find you on social media too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fill us in.
I love social media. So Instagram, again, planners number 4 kids, Twitter, planners for kids, and Facebook, of course, planners for kids. I was able to.
Oh, you got the full suite.
I did.
Man, you are so lucky. Look at that. And she's a great marketer. Well, I wouldn't expect different from a great planner, too. But no, you're lucky because, you know, Twitter was pretty stingy with our handle. Mm-hmm. So we could only get TEX, which happens to be because character limitation, but still Twitter. Expand. Hello. No, that's fantastic. So as far as where you go from here, I mean, are you looking to kind of open up the floodgates to other, you know, planning opportunities in essence and going really kind of expanding the line? Because I know I'm like everybody, I'm like, I love it. I want more. How? What else? You know, what's next kind of thing? Is it getting out there and doing more in the community, looking into new products? What are you looking for this next year?
So I love the planners, and I would like to make more different kinds of planners, but I also have I'm starting more journals too, because I think it's important for kids, you know, study after study have shown that writing things down helps you remember and is, again, another connection. So I have a mood journal, which I think is important for kids, and also a gratitude journal. And these are specific to kids, so it's got prompts and pictures to connect them. And it also has some blank spaces so they can just free write. And this is going to be for both of them. So I like journals, and even blank journals are fine. But yeah. I think kids, some kids at least, need prompts. So I've got prompts in both of them.
No, I love that idea, mm-hmm. too, because when you get a blank journal, you know, it's kind of like, it's
what do I write?
Yeah. Where do I go from here? You know, and I love the gratitude factor. I think that that's so wonderful and something that I think we can all, you know, learn from and try to, you know, expand on just remembering big picture gratitude.
Right. And for example, the mood journal, you got something big like Harvey coming at you. Get kids to just write. It doesn't even, it can be a blank journal. Just get them to write how they feel about what's happened in their life.
Yeah, because it's really hard to, you know, guess. And a lot of times, you know, I've learned just from being a mom that, you know, they internalize a lot of things. Yes. You don't know. Mm-hmm. And especially with everything they're privy to and all the sarcasm in the world and right. all the, I mean, it's tough out there for a kid trying to grow up. And for parents, really, you know, if you're me, like every day's an adventure. I don't know what yes. I'm doing.
And they're trying to navigate these feelings. It's all new. They're navigating friendships, trying to figure out how to handle these feelings. So I think it's important to just write it down. You know, as parents, we ask them, how was your day and what are we going to get? Good.
Exactly.
I know. So, yeah. Anything on the personal side as a mom of three children that you can expand on for how do you get them to talk more? Because, yeah, how do I do that, Tiffany?
Specific
I know.
Specific questions.
Oh, boo.
Who did you play with? And from there, they might tell me about their game. And then I might hear more about the drama on the playground.
Okay. Now, okay, give me your thoughts, ladies, because, again, I only have one. So I feel also, in addition to your planning expertise, I find you all to be more of the parenting expertise as well. When, because I find mine will, okay, all night, you know, and then it's when we're shutting off the lights after, you know, yes. nighttime prayer and everything, closing the door. That's when the floodgates open about stuff, and I'm like, it's bedtime, you know, you don't want to shut them down. So do you have those moments too? Or
I do.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's not just you.
Good mm-mm. to know.
And I'm falling asleep. No, keep going. I'm very interested.
I know. It's tough because, you know, you ask them all day and then you just don't mm-hmm. know. So is that something the journal really helps to probably get their mindset on? And
yes.
and you is it something you think a pattern really helps with that too, to kind of help them get those expressions out? And I remember, like, back in yeah. the day when I was growing up, diaries, like, that's what we
yes,
did.
With the little lock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love the lock. And now the locks are, you know, we have to break them open because when they lose the key or
yes.
boys lose the key, then you got to, like, saw down the, yeah. So more or less, I like the journal idea because it's not, you know, something that's hello locked. So you can use it. But then it's something that they can probably just, you know, have for memory's sake and just kind of yes. get through things, right?
So, and I have some customers tell me that they keep them and then, you know, they can look back on where their child was at this specific point, what was important to them at this time. So it's almost like a memory book.
Yes. That's
a
great
that.
Idea.
I think that is so wonderful. Yeah. So as far as, you know, girls and boys, you've got both coming at you family wise, right? And
I have three girls.
Yes.
And
I'm
very emotional.
Well,
okay.
No, and that's what, I mean, we're ladies too, so I can definitely, I feel for you, and I feel for any parent, you know, in general, second tier when you have multiples, third tier when you have girls, and so in particular, Tiffany has three, so yes, let's all keep her in our prayers, because I know they're going to be amazing leaders and women in the world, but man, it's got to be tough, huh?
Yeah, well, my 10-year-old has decided she's a tween, and I guess that's technically the tween, but
yeah.
she wants
oh,
to
yeah,
be a
yeah.
teen.
Yeah, and I know we were just, you know, all chit-chatting before we went on air, kind of sharing stories about all our kids and what they're going through. So, yeah, she's exploring, I'm sure, watching all kinds of shows and stuff and doing all that. But the planning, I mean, it's got to help keep her grounded, right? Kind of keep her focused on what she can
It does, and bless her heart, she just doesn't have any focus. But I think, you know, the more it's just about exposure.
Oh, yeah.
The more that we show them that we're planning or keep shoving a planner in their face – maybe they'll get it eventually. Oh, I didn't learn until I was in college, and I really hope that that doesn't happen to her, but it may. So we're just increasing odds.
Yeah.
We're just working towards that.
Well, and it's, I think, you know, and it's not necessarily any child's fault. There's so much going on in the world today. I mean, they are inundated with information, inundated with, I mean, just the things that at school alone and, you know, the pressures of what has to be done, everything, you know, and then you take in outside curricular activities, then you take in at the house. And I mean, they're not adults. You know, a lot of times parents that aren't, don't understand that, you know, when you tell a 5-year-old stop, it's not processed immediately like it would be a 23-year-old. Like, you have to allow them to understand, like, you have, you know, and when you start learning more about child development and behavior, that's when you kind of recognize those things. But that's where, you know, I definitely love the idea of the planners for kids, because it's something that kids are, like I said, inundated with stuff.
They are. And I will say, so there is a school planner, which I think is amazing. I love this. But it is specific to school activities.
Yeah.
So she... And I think there's also this resistance to using it because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, and it's not personalized.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's for school. And so they've segmented it for school. And so that also is part of the connection with the planners for kids, is they can use it for outside, all their extracurricular activities that you were talking about.
Yeah. And
gymnastics. And
so remind our listeners, so they can customize it, right? How are they, how can the kids customize it? Or, I mean, parents that want to gift it, or grandparents, right? I mean, because this is something that could be gifted throughout the year for any, you know, children that you have, or, you know, your neighbors, anyone, even, you know, if you're trying to do something for your scout group or something like that. So that being said, what ways can they customize them again?
So you can send me a picture. They can pick whatever background they want, or even send in a drawing or a favorite picture. And we'll just put it on the cover and put it on the back.
I love it. I know. I'm like,
awesome connect.
I would love I'll take a tween version there, Tiffany. I'll be sending you. Well, because also I'm a sucker for cute stuff. And so when I looked on there, I loved it in the chevron pattern. And, you know, who doesn't love their name on something, right? So
I know.
I love it so much. Well, before we hit the road, I want to remind our listeners where they can go to. Well, I say hit the road. We're going to take a break because we got real quick. I want to come back for a quick game with y'all.
Bring it.
But planners for kids. So planners, number 4, kids.com. You want to connect with Tiffany and find out how you can get some planners, journals for your kids or those children and tweens, teenagers in your world, in your community, because it's such a great business and really great idea. So stick around, because I'm so excited. We got a little bit of fun. We've got a few minutes left, so we want you to stay tuned. It's Grit and Grace with Jennifer and Meredith. More coming next.